Right now, the Angler of the Year race in the BASS Elite Series is Mike Iaconelli. And, Mike, you look back now a year ago, and, you know, goals have always been something you've done. You've set goals for yourself and have met just about every one of them. Classic winner. Now you got a chance at Angler of the Year. How important is that to you?
You know, it's a huge accomplishment, something that I look back and, you know, since I was a kid, I dreamt about getting an Angler of the Year title. So obviously it's been on my mind since I turned pro, and I've come real close a lot of years. You know, I've had a third place and I had an eighth place and a couple other real chances to win it. And this year, you know, I'm going to make it happen. I feel like, you know, I'm in a position to really grab it and pull it in. So that's something that I want to do before my career in fishing's over, and I'd love to get it done with.
Well, you know, you're 50 points ahead. You got two events to go, which is really, really good. 50 points seems like a lot of points, but you got a lot of good anglers behind you.
Oh, yeah. You know, and there's no doubt. I mean, you look at that list, and anybody on that top 10, I feel like still has an opportunity to win the event, you know, win the title. And Van Dam and Rojas and Steve Kennedy and Cruz and Kevin Wirth, and they're elites of the sport, you know. But at the end of the day, you know, no matter what the names are on that paper, I'm fishing against the bass. I'm not fishing against Kevin. I'm not fishing against Steve. I'm not fishing against Rojas. I'm fishing against the bass. And so my opponent over the course of the next 2 points tournaments are the fish. And I've got to go out there and figure out the patterns and catch a limit every day.
Well, I want to reminisce a little bit, probably bring back some bad news. You know, you fished in February, went to the Classic, felt real good about that tournament, had a bad day, had one of those days where you lost your mind, you know, you broke a light off the back of the boat. You look at that thing, it took so much perseverance to get through that thing. I mean, a lot of bad things happened to you afterwards, but you persevered through, and now you're leading the Angler of the Year race. How did you get there?
You know, I mean, that's it's a life learning experience is what it is, you know. And I mean, throughout my whole life, you know, I'm human and you make mistakes, and you know, the best way for me to summarize it is that you've got to go on. You know, you can do two things. You either say, you know, I'm not going to do anything, keep doing the same thing wrong over and over, or you stop and analyze what happened and try to make yourself a better person or a better angler. And that's what I tried to do. And you know, so that experience for me, again, you know, it was a mistake, and I moved on. I learned from it. But it did make me a stronger person, you know. It made me a stronger angler, and I think it really helped me to refocus this year, to get back to what my true passion is, you know. And my true passion, obviously, is my family first, and it's fishing second. I'm in this sport because I love to fish. I love to figure patterns out, and I love to catch bass. I love to know why those bass were there. And when I got serious about that puzzle again, my fishing improved. So, you know, so they say things happen for a reason. You know, maybe it happened for a reason to help me refocus. But, you know, again, I'm moving forward, and I think as I mature as an angler, I want to keep getting better and better.
You know, Mike, I've known you a lot of years, and you and I have been very good friends for a lot of years. Sometimes you're misunderstood. You know, they see the screaming, hollering, the dancing, and doing all that kind of stuff. Some people, old school people, might have a little bit of difficulty with that. But people that really know you and know what kind of person you are, we know that's just you.
Yeah, you know, the thing about that, and I get that a lot, you know, and at the end of the day, if people know that I'm truly passionate about the sport, you know, this isn't an act, I'm not in this sport to make $1 million, I'm here because I love to fish, that's my passion. Every day I can't wait to get out on the water. If they know that about me, and they still don't agree with some of the things I do or like my personality, that's fine. You know, I'm never going to appeal to everybody out there, but I am passionate about the sport, and I love it. To me, there's nothing wrong with getting excited. There's nothing wrong with showing your enthusiasm out on the water. And I love the sport. You know, I get to fish every day, and I'm not going to feel guilty about that.
Well, there's no reason to. Another thing that people don't know about you is the days standing in the rain signing autographs, the kids' programs that you're involved with, the charity that you have, all those kind of things. I think people sometimes miss that. They're looking at you on TV. They're seeing what you do on TV. They're seeing, you know, the yelling and screaming, that kind of thing. But they don't know the Mike Iaconelli and what's in his heart, I don't think.
Yeah, you know, and it's no different in professional fishing than other professional sports. You know, the movie industry, you know, you look at an actor and you might not say from far away, like, oh, God, that guy's horrible. But, you know, they don't know the person, you know. And again, for me, I love the sport I'm in, and it gives me a platform to do positive things. And that's something that I've always tried to take advantage of and not walk away from. You know, when you're in a position of professional sport to have influence on people, you want to use that in a positive way. And I can do that through getting kids involved. I can do that through charity programs. And, you know, to get our sport to the next level, we all need to do that. We all need to be aware that this is a time period in fishing where we can either push it forward and help grow it, or we could just let it stagnate. And I think most of us out here want to grow it.
Well, I want to talk about a couple years ago in New Orleans, you know, never give up. That's something that's your trademark and it's something that you didn't do that day. Won the tournament. Gary Klein, of course, came in second, caught that big fish, and were able to do that. Is that the pinnacle or angler of the year? Is that something that looks like it might be more important to you? Or are you going to continue to just angler of the year, Bassmaster Classic, whatever it takes? How do you gauge where you've been and where you want to get to?
You know, I mean, that's a great question. I think, you know, again, you've got to set goals for yourself and you've got to set standards for yourself and work to achieve those goals. But, you know, I feel like, you know, after I've won the Classic, and if I can go on and win Angler of the Year, once you do that, they can never be taken away from you. And regardless of whether you go on and have 20 bad seasons in a row, or you decide to get out of the sport, or whatever happens after that, they're yours. No one can ever take that away from you. And I love that, and that's something I'm going to strive for. You know, for me, one of my biggest tools in fishing isn't my rod, my reel, my line, my baits, my boat. It's my confidence in myself, you know. And I think that's really what drives me to move forward and to get those things is my confidence. You know, if I believe in myself, I believe in my ability, and if I believe that I can win Angler of the Year, I'm going to win it.
There's no question. I don't think anybody's going to doubt your confidence. We watch you fish. We know how hard you fish. I watched you at Gunnersville. I sat almost a half a day watching you make cast after cast after cast out on a big flat. You won that event. Nobody should ever question your ability to be able to get focused and to be able to go out there and win tournaments.
Yeah, that's a big thing. And again, you know, I think too many people look at the sport of fishing and see a guy like Kevin, you know, see a guy like Rojas or a guy like Hackney and say, he must have some secret bait. He must be using a secret rod or a secret line. You know, he must have inside help, inside information. And, you know, I don't think it's that. I think if you look at those guys and you look at their drive and determination, just like other athletes, you'll understand why they succeed, you know. You understand why they make an extra 10 casts in a day than the average guy, or they go a little bit deeper into the cover, or they push themselves through the limits. That's the kind of athlete, that's the kind of angler that's going to be successful in the sport.
I got to ask you, I've picked this guy's brain a lot, but how good is Kevin Van Dam? Is he as good as we all think he is?
Absolutely, you know, and you know, again, I'm out there competing with him, tournament, you know, day in and day out, and he absolutely is the best angler in the world, you know. He's got all the elements that you need to be an amazing angler. You know, so the mechanics, the physicalities, the mental side of it, the decision-making, the confidence. He's got every one of them to the highest level, you know. And so, you know, I mean, but for me, Kevin Van Dam in the sport is something to strive to, just like, you know, an Angler of the Year or a Classic. You know, when I can go into a tournament and hang with Kevin, you know, maybe not beat him, but if I can hang in his range, that makes me feel good because I know he's the best angler in the world. You know, again, as far as the Angler of the Year thing, I'm not thinking about Kevin. I'm thinking about the bass. They're my competition.
Well, there's no doubt about it. You know, you've looked now. You know you can compete at any level. You're competing against the best anglers in the world. And now all it is just finishing it up. You got two more events. You got 50-point lead. Just got to be consistent the rest of the way. You've done it all year.
Yeah, you know, again, and it's hard not to think about Angler of the Year with two events left, but my main focus right now has to be to go into these tournaments, to continue to think about the fish and the patterns, let those fish tell me what to do. If I can do that in two tournaments and I don't win Angler of the Year, then I've got no regrets. So it's been a great season. I'm going to try to just continue to move forward.
Well, you know, sponsorships have been something you've been very good at, and I know the promotion part of it. I watch you at events. I watch you do things, and you're always working, and you're always trying to make – I see you signing autographs for everybody that walks up to you. Mike, you're a testament to it, just hard work and what it does.
Thanks, man. I mean, you know, again, the sport is so dynamic. You know, people look at it and think it's just tournament fishing. They turn on ESPN and see us holding the fish up, you know, on the stage. There's so much more to it, you know, and the fans, the branding, the sponsors, all that's a big important part. And, you know, I love it. I mean, I got to tell you, you know, at ICAST or at a fishing show, when I get to interact with fans and the sponsors, that's another great part of the sport, you know. So I've just been real fortunate to be able to get to a level in my life where I feel confident across the board. And you know, there's nothing like getting up every day and you can't wait till the day starts. That's pretty much a feeling I have every day of my life, and that's a special thing.
I'm going to leave you with one final thing. You are the Bass Fan World Ranked number one angler in the world. That's got to make you feel good, too.
That's awesome. You know, that's something that I sat back from Bass Fans Inception. I've been a fan of that site since day one. And I sat there from afar behind my computer screen and looked at that, and I said, one day I'd like to be up there, you know, and I got a chance to do that. And again, you can't take that away from me, you know. At one point in my life, whether I'll never be there again in my life or not, at one point in my life, I was the best angler in the world. That's special.
Best of luck the rest of the year. I think Angler Years is in your future.
Thanks, Terry. Appreciate it.
I'm Terry Brown. This has been Bass Fan Radio.